Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Triplicity, your favorite astrology podcast, where Deja, Jared, and John discuss the astro happenings and spill that good, good tea. Today, you will be joining us to talk about the astrology of July, which is definitely something, to say the absolute least.
That's accurate.
Truly.
It's something.
It is truly something. It's a mixed bag. There's a lot going on. Like, you know.
It's the year of realizing things.
Yelling.
Just gonna realize things.
It starts sucking now. Like,
yeah.
Leo we had season. A moment of like, yeah, we had a moment of like cute fun. No, it's like gonna start sucking again.
We get a little bit of peace as a treat. Just a little.
Yeah.
But
we did say it in our year ahead overview-ish, that this is the last sucky Leo season. So
that's, right.
Yes,
that's nice. But true. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you both? How is your... we're recording today. It's June 23rd. It's like noon here on the East Coast. So June is almost over. Do we have June reflections?
I feel like we did a good job in our group, NORWAC discussion about June. Specifically, we like the supply chain stuff. I think mm-hmm. we've seen definite, I talked about Mercury and Venus and Saturn in that story. And John, you were saying that Amazon is going to be like increasing the pay for the drivers mm-hmm. Pretty substantially.
I think also Walmart.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like being a truck driver is like a viable like financial option right now. So if that's a skill that you have, you know, get that money.
Get that money. But like selling your soul to Walmart or Amazon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I always feel so conflicted with that because I'm just like, we have to survive.
Right.
Like, people have to survive.
People need jobs. Right.
Right. So I'm also like, yes, it sucks, but like, maybe it's one of those things where it's like, I am not a capitalist, but I have to have an iPhone and do these things in order to actually exist.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a capitalist, but I do exist in a capitalist society.
Right.
Right.
Like,
so, right.
Wow, we're for like 45 seconds in and we're already talking about the destruction of capitalism. Bring it down, everybody.
Bring it down.
Yelling.
Which hopefully with the end of this month and Mars, Uranus, Rahu, we get some juice.
I would love that.
No, people are getting mad.
Good.
June was maddening. Like, I feel like there's so much... And also, Mars and Jupiter and Aries, I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But it's incredibly violent. Mm-hmm. Like, it... And I... Not to go all Lynn Bell on us and to be like...
I was thinking the same thing.
I didn't expect so much fire during the ruler of a fire sign in domicile. Like, I don't... But truly, like, I just... feel like it's so it's been nice, you know, we're all energized, but it's also mm-hmm. been very scary. So I don't know. Whew. Yeah.
I think there's also been some, I think we talked about this in the June episode, but like exposing of truth or like bringing truth to light.
Mm-hmm.
And just we know that the policing in this country is terrible. Mm. And mm-hmm. especially with everything that happened in Texas and all these reports that are coming out, like, it's really being exposed, like, how shitty policing is.
They're useless. They did nothing.
They did nothing.
They passively sat there and let children die.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in full body armor and they had shields and huge ass guns. And the door was unlocked to the classroom. Mm-hmm. And y'all just sat there?
Mm-hmm.
because they were worried about being injured. I'm like, that's your job.
It's your job. They're always
that's
like,
what you are being so paid to do.
Oh, being a cop is so life-threatening, and you've got to put your life in the line. Then put your life in the line.
Put your life on the line.
Then do it. Who that dude, that TikToker. That's sorry, not to make a joke out of this. People come up to me at IKEA, and they're just like, is this something that's here? It says on the website, do I look like the website? It's not here. Does it say that it's here? That it's not here. It's like, what is wrong? I don't understand how you can be a cop apologist any longer. I couldn't understand it ever, but now?
Right. But now especially.
Like, I don't get it.
What are you doing successfully? Quickly.
Quickly.
Quickly. What are they doing successfully?
I mean, killing black
making
people.
Making money.
Yeah. Terrorizing people.
Terrorizing, yeah.
Literally making
terrorizing
money.
Terrorizing marginalized communities.
Setting people up for criminalization and murder.
Planting drugs in communities. Yeah, there's just a whole list of things that they're doing. But none of it is good.
None of it.
I was at work yesterday, and there's this really hot guy that came in who was wearing his like postal worker uniform. And I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I was like, this man is so hot, and I love a man in uniform. And I was like, but not a cop uniform. Not that. Like, oh, no. Not that. Correct. I was like,
definitely not.
The postal workers, those are my boys in blue. That's who I support. Fund USPS.
Absolutely. Truly. We should give the post office the same funding we give the military. Imagine how fast we'd be able to get shit done.
Jared, I could write you a letter and it'd be there in like 3 hours.
Literally.
Like the post office at this point should have that level of funding and should have like the internet should be our mailbox. So they should all be Wi-Fi routers and our mailboxes should just be giving us high-speed internet everywhere.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Ooh, fund
that's a cute
education.
Idea.
Fund the parks. Like literally put the money towards anything else.
Anything. And then they complain that there's lifeguard shortages and there's nobody to do these. There's a teacher shortage. There's no shortage. You don't pay people appropriately. You don't give resources to the programs that actually need it. Like, they don't care. But cities and this, okay, this actually may, I don't know if this is allowed to be kept in the pod, but honestly, truthfully, all governments in our society are illegitimate to me, completely, totally, and honestly, because you are not here to support the people. No. Like, police, the cities won't defund police because they are literally funding the people who are agents of them. Cops work for the cities. So if the cities are okay with the cops doing all this stuff, then the cities clearly also want us to die as well. So where do we go from here? You know what the next thing is.
It's implied.
It's implied. I will not say it.
Check out the configurations of July 4th, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot that that's...
Yeah, that's the...
I almost forgot. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, so true. So true, besties. So true.
Dang.
So
July.
Did we get it started? That's a good intro.
Wow.
I love this podcast so much. Hey, let's do the astrology of July. Spends 10 minutes ranting.
Last thing before we get into the astrology of July. I was talking to one of my coworkers was asking about like Norwalk and like how that went. And I was like, oh, it's good. We recorded our first in-person pod episode. And he was like, oh, do you guys just do that like for fun? Or like, are you trying to get it like monetized? I was like, I mean, eventually, like maybe we'd like to get monetized, but we're also very outspoken about our beliefs. So... if you want to monetize us, let us know. If you're unafraid to say that you support what we say, we love it.
Hell yeah.
But regardless, we will not be shutting the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not censoring myself.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's my First Amendment rights. I can say what I want.
Yeah, it's my First Amendment right to get canceled for what I say on this podcast.
Screaming.
That's actually what it says in the Bill of Rights. It says First Amendment right. You can get canceled.
Oh, wait. Did you guys... Before we get into July... Yeah. And on the topic of canceling, did you hear about that, who's it, New York Mag, that article that was written about that kid who posted,
yes.
I don't know if they were still dating or a girl sent him nudes and he sent it to like everybody, or there was essentially a leak, and somebody wrote a New York Mag article about it and was like, are we really canceling 17-year-olds for being 17-year-olds? And it's like, yeah, if the 17-year-old is going to completely and totally ignore confidentiality and just privacy and just basic decency and respect, hell yeah, he's getting canceled. Fuck that. Like,
yeah. And I think like more than that, like I will always cancel like sexual predators regardless of age.
Like what?
If that, like, yes, I will cancel those people.
If you're if you're 17, you're old enough to know that that's not okay. Like,
yeah. I mean, I just in the precedent that then sets for people in general, and people just and having somebody actually write something to then give people who want to excuse that type of behavior the language to be able to explain why it's something that's excusable, mm-hmm. is like, why
yeah, why give them that power?
Why? Okay, yes, but July. Sorry.
July.
But July.
So, starts off, we got July happening and the first kind of big configuration, Mercury trine Saturn, Gemini and Aquarius.
My perfected houses. Well, sorry, my perfected signs. Not my perfected houses. It's good. I mean, I think any, you know, I think the harder aspects are tend to be a little more obvious, but you know, a nice Mercury Saturn trine, those air triplicity lords in air signs, looking to, you know, the topics of the air houses in your chart, and a nice little helpful aspect there.
It's cute time. I feel like Saturn will give Mercury a nice like stopping point. To assert, or like just something like a container. Like be chaotic within, so which is yeah. nice,
like maybe a also give like the a goal or a result that Mercury has to deliver on.
Ooh, results, that's good.
Give Mercury an end goal or like a mm-hmm. like a there's the finishing line, like let's try to go that way.
Right Yeah.
Mercury is going so fucking fast this month. We have Mercury in three signs. Almost four.
Oh, shit.
Like Mercury gets like to the end of Leo.
Yeah, she is shit. Zooming.
Because we get the Mercury-Saturn opposition this month as well.
Holy so, shit.
So right.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, we start with the trine and we end with the opposition. That's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, according to SolarFire, on as of July 2nd, Mercury is moving at 184% speed.
Hmm.
Wow. That's fun. It's mm-hmm. nice, though, for the Gemini and Virgo areas of your life. You know, maybe things have been moving slower. I don't know why I just said it like that. And maybe those will start picking up, you know, which is nice. If you like that.
If that's what you're into.
It's yeah.
I like slowness personally, but
I'm looking forward to experiencing that speed happening in Cancer. Because like the speed in Gemini, like Gemini is already a fast, like air. We've got, it's like, you know, Mercury in Gemini is regardless is going to have kind of like a fast pace to it.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, Cancer, I think is really going to help. Not slow the thought down. That's not the right word to say. Maybe just like provide a little bit more like material for the thoughts. Which I appreciate happening.
There's also this, like, I don't know, the word that's coming to my mind is like a centering of the thoughts. Mercury's nature can be a little erratic, some could say. And the moon being a very regular moving planet can bring some consistency is the word that I want to use. Consistency to Mercury.
Yeah. I like that the moon is like, even though Mercury is moving at all the different, has a lot of change within its like cycle. But like the moon is consistently changing. Like, I feel like I heard this from an astrology podcast episode once where it's like something that you can always count on is the moon never being in the same phase, the same sign, except making the same aspect for like extended periods of time, not really getting caught up on something for too long, I guess. Instead of it being, and then like maybe it's also the process of being able to like move on. Whereas like Mercury can kind of just like keep pulling that one thing apart and finding all the variables within that. The moon's like, all right, no. You got to get into other people's business now.
Yeah. And I like that, like the idea of moving on and giving like this Mercury moon thing, because not only will Mercury, like just because of Mercury's current phase, the conjunctions that it will make with the moon are with a waning moon, right? When we have planets in their morning phase, when the moon conjoins these planets, the moon is waning. So like the idea of being able to move on is good with like Mercury going into that little bit of slower waters. Though also Mercury's ingress into Cancer is like also marked with Mars ingress into Taurus. And so it's a little bit like speedboat vibes.
We also, I'm just noticing we have like the tiniest bit of a benefic enclosure of the moon in Leo. She will be separating from Jupiter and Aries and applying to Venus and Gemini for, it starts around noon on July 1st Eastern time after the after the trine with Jupiter, and will end around 6 p.m. on July 1st. So we get a 6-hour benefic enclosure of the sun and moon exchanging signs.
Holy shit. I like that.
It's cute. It's fun. We love a benefic enclosure of the moon.
Yeah, I really like this whole like lunation that happens this month, like because that new moon that we get in Cancer is like really cute. Regina, and then the full moon in Capricorn is like, it's also like okay. Like it's not terrible. Like Saturn's in domicile, it's not bad. So yeah.
I think the modern girlies are gonna come for you because it's like conjunct Pluto, but whatever.
Oh gosh.
Transformative portal.
No. I don't know. I just think that you can find the transformation stuff, I guess, elsewhere than
Like Pluto. The moon.
Yeah.
Like also, literally changes phase
all the time.
Constantly, hourly. it's transforming the way it looks.
I just like when you say transformation, like what do you actually mean?
Yeah. Cause sometimes I think people, to me, transforming seems like a big deal, right? But also if you just take the word for what it means simply, I'm pretty sure it's just making a change.
If I put on a different pair of pants, I'm transforming.
Right. Like
it's not life changing.
Nope. And I think that that's, I feel like it's just too much pressure and too much sensationalization again for things that don't really need to be sensationalized. Like, it's okay. Yeah. It's fine. You weren't going to be here forever anyway. Like, it's a part of life. You just keep moving.
The only constant is change. Okay. Do we feel good? Next?
I think so.
Yeah, next.
I'm looking at the planetary hours of that benefic enclosure. It's actually super cute. There's a lot of really cute stuff going on. So
Slay.
So July 1.
July 1. I have like it happens when Leo is rising here. So like moon in the first. And also it's cute. Moon hour during Venus Day, which is like
very Slay. Cute.
Yeah.
It's like a final goodbye to Pride Month.
It's the introduction of Wrath Month.
Wrath Month.
We're gonna go through all the seven deadly sins. Started with pride. Next is wrath.
Wrath. Gluttony. Sloth. Okay. Anyway. July 3rd, Mercury will be moving under the beams of the sun. Since, you know, she's moving fast. We also get her emerging from the beams at the end of the month. So the entire month we have this basically invisible
Mercury cycle.
Mercury. Yeah, literally going through a full Mercury cycle.
Incognito mode.
True. Then July 4th, we have Mars moving out of domicile and moving into his favorite sign, Taurus.
Yeah, and at the same time, Mercury changes signs, like at the exact same time.
And then they perfect that sextile.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this Mars ingress is the same configuration that was happening when the insurrection happened.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Mars return of the insurrection. Yeah, because that was Mars ingress into Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. It was Mars Uranus. Yes, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it started when Mars was in Aries, and then it like was the Mars and Taurus throughout the day.
And they're doing all their the hearing or trial or whatever the heck it is right now. So that's hilarious.
With that Mercury configuration, I wonder if there is news about that. But also, with Mercury having just slipped under the beams, I wonder if like the news goes unnoticed in some way.
It's overshadowed by something else.
Yeah.
Because they love to do that.
Truly.
They love to make big decisions and then pull a Jada Essence Hall and be like, look over there. There's another thing.
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. It's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Very calculated, but very bizarre. Yeah. It's also hilarious how quickly we lose focus. Or rather, how well we have been indoctrinated to quickly lose focus.
Yeah, to quickly shift off of things.
Onto very pointless, frivolous things.
The social media effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe Kim K will say something else.
Maybe she'll fit into a different dress or something.
That's a June thing. That was a big June.
Oh, the Marilyn Monroe. Dress. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think it's also maybe like Venus and Taurus with Rahu. Like
that's
it's
so Venus. Destroyed. Like, so Venus Rahu.
It's and also people being like, it's just a dress. But it's like, okay. I get that it's just a dress. But like also this is like, I don't know, cultural, I guess. And I just think it's important to like preserve things that are
art
culturally.
We need to let that woman rest in peace. She went through enough.
It's so sad. And people just like take advantage of that. And it's just so, it's evil and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks my heart a little. I'm not even gonna lie. She doesn't deserve that.
No. It's like you can exist on both sides of like, yes, this isn't important, like this shouldn't have happened, and there are more important things going on. Like it doesn't have to be an either or thing.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay.
Mars and Taurus.
Mars and Taurus.
Mars and Taurus.
Now we're all angry about it, and we are.
Yeah, making
getting really
making material our anger. It's no longer in the spirit of fire. It's no longer mm-hmm. just kind of stuck in that intangible space. Like, mm-hmm. guess what? We're in an earth sign now. We can touch the thing. We can feel it.
Yep. Everything is real. Not real. Everything is.
And everything hurts.
Yeah.
We're going to feel it now, Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be also interesting with everybody kind of becoming aware of like the farming problems slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. And so now it'll be interesting to see like all the folks, maybe farmers doing some stuff. Did we talk about John Deere? Did we record John Deere yet? Or was that something we just talked about in pre-show? I don't remember.
I think we just talked about it in pre-show.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a, you know, the massive strike that happened with John Deere workers. They won more benefits in their union contract, and now a lot of their workers are getting major bonuses, which is awesome.
Hey-o.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for them. I studied a case study, like a branding case study for John Deere. I'll never forget it because it was like funny. Because it was, they're like, I think that they thought about incorporating something else into their brand once, but then they were like, that's stupid. That does not help us at all. It was funny. I don't even know why I brought this up. It's not like I can't like specify. But go John Deere workers.
When did that, was that like a recent thing? Like if you like within the last few days that that's happened?
I saw a tweet about the bonuses, I think like yesterday.
Oh.
That's yeah, just, I saw that too yesterday.
I'm just saying because the Sun, I believe, is currently still in the
Oh no, this happened in November 2021. November 18th. When was that? When was the Taurus eclipse?
I was like, that was like right around the Taurus eclipse. I think that was the day after.
Wow.
Yeah. So seeing it show up on the timeline again.
Mm-hmm.
You should unionize your workplace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say the Sun recently, I think it's just exiting now, the nakshatra that's symbolized by a deer.
Mm. Mm. That's cute.
Mm.
Which is my ascendant nakshatra, and my name is John Deere.
Hello. Wow.
The world revolves around me.
I'm yelling. No, I love that. There's also this Twitter that I found that's fuck you, I quit. And it goes through like,
love.
And that's how I found the John Deere thing. It was John Deere could give every single employee $20 an hour raise and still net nearly three with a lot of zeros per year in profit. I think that's the billions. This is why their workers are on strike. And then they go through and list, like talk about all big companies. And if they were to raise their employee wages to whatever amount of money, how much money they would still end up making in profit. Yeah, after expenses, after all that stuff.
It's actually disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just greed.
Yeah.
It's just straight up greed. Inflation is greed. It's also literally engineered. It's literally engineered by the government. Recessions are not, they don't just, it's because they think that workers are making too much money and spending too much money. And so now, because workers are spending too much money, they think that the value of a dollar is somehow not what it was before.
Actually makes no sense.
No sense.
Consumer spending drives like 70% of the economy. So if people are spending money, that is good.
I don't. Economics is weird and made up.
And made up. Like, yep.
Like, okay, I don't understand. Maybe we'll get angry with Mars and Taurus.
I hope so.
And we'll start like tearing stuff down, you know? Oh, maybe breaking I should have said that. But, you know, maybe.
Metaphorically.
Figuratively speaking, we're tearing things down.
Tangible metaphor.
A tangible metaphor.
No. Where are we?
Just on the ingresses, July 4th.
Yeah, it was like chronologically, we're in July 4th. Yeah.
Right.
So what's next?
What's next? July 8th, Mercury square Jupiter.
Oh, Mercury's moving fast.
Mercury's zooming.
She's zooming, dude.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mutable risings, Mercury Jupiter stuff is always interesting for us. So keep your eye out for that.
Yeah. And cardinal risings, this is happening on your angles. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That shit. Yeah. Shit. It'll be fun.
Nervous laughter.
I just think about Mercury and Jupiter, and like Jupiter's like, just fuck it, we ball. Who cares about what's true? Mercury's like, but maybe facts matter. Oh wait, it's Mercury in Cancer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jupiter's in Aries. Yeah, it's still. I don't know. We'll see. Just
I mean, it's the exaltation lord of Mercury. I feel like that's good for Mercury things. Like, it could help, like, make Mercury things a little bit more visible and important. And I think that, like, Mercury and Jupiter, like, the square aspect is the aspect that their domiciles make. Mm. Right? Like, they're used to hard aspects, these two planets. It's so true. Like John, to your point, the mutable stuff, this is like reflective of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jupiter's overcoming, which is nice.
That's
yeah.
Cute.
Jupiter's in the superior spot.
Or is Mercury subverting?
Yelling.
Can we start calling, instead of overcoming square, can we start calling it subverting square?
Mercury is in the subverting square to Jupiter.
Hilarious.
Deja, were you going to ask a question about something?
I don't remember what it was, if I was.
Okay. I said Jupiter is overcoming, and you were like, "Duh."
Oh, because I think Jared said that something about Mercury's exaltation. Mm. But maybe it would be Jupiter's exaltation.
Yeah, like this is the exaltation lord of Mercury that Mercury's applying to.
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
at Jupiter.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it. I got it. All right. Words. Next.
Full moon at 21 Capricorn on July 13th.
Woo!
I like this full moon.
Makes a trine to Saturn as well.
Yes.
Venus in Gemini. Right. I like the full moon too.
Yeah, it's averse to Saturn. But it's in Saturn's domicile, and Saturn is in domicile, so it's like gets a little bit of the boon. It's in the third decan. Isn't that the moon's decan?
Mm.
Or am I making that up?
Let me look.
No,
it's
a sun decan.
Third decan of Cancer is the moon's decan. Opposite side of the chart.
Yes,
it's in a sun decan.
Yes.
Which is interesting. The sun and the moon will have decanic, like mutual decanic rulership.
Interesting.
Because, the sun will be in the moon's decan and the moon will be in the sun's decan.
That's cute.
whatever that means.
Face off.
Face off. Starring Nicolas Cage. yeah, it's also in Uttarakshata Nakshatra, which is a nakshatra connected to like knowing and learning and facts and information. So
realizing moon, things,
literally realizing things, and with the moon being at its maximum light, hopefully bringing some important information to light would be kind of nice.
Does the moon aspect anything? No, shouldn't, right? There's nothing left to aspect after that full moon,
right?
In Capricorn. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of, honestly, I feel like that's kind of a relief. Like the moon can just like moon.
Be full and vibe.
And not have to like, and then ingress into the next sign and not be, you know, full anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's still like 9 degrees until she moves into Aquarius.
I guess we'll see.
It's a vibe moon. It's one that's like, I wouldn't necessarily try to like, I don't know, I would go yell at it.
Manifest.
I always recommend, like, unless it's an eclipse, like looking at the moon and yelling at it.
Always. I literally like open my enough. Door and I'm like, look at the moon.
Literally same. Like, I cannot see the moon without pointing it out and yelling about it.
Literally. That's the only way. I think sometimes people take the moon for granted. Like non cool people take it for granted because it's like always there, you know? But it's like, no, look at it. She's so pretty. And you can like
Georgina
see it. You can like see the stuff on the moon. Like it's so cool
to me. It's like a real object that is there. In,
right there.
Yeah.
In the sky.
So I'm also cool. noticing that for this full moon, the moon and Mars will be in mutual exaltation rulership.
Yeah.
The moon is in Capricorn with Mars and Taurus.
That's interesting when the moon like ingresses and like makes that trine. That's actually kind of nice because the moon will be like waxing, but not like, you know, within 15 degrees of fullness yet.
Yeah, and that both of the planets are not super dignified when they're in these places. So it kind of helps in a way with that level of it. Like, I don't want to say it cancels out the like poor dignity, but it definitely makes it less bad.
Yeah, definitely mitigating factor. The trine aspect helps. Triplicity helps.
Mitigating. I forgot that's a good word to use. It puts it. Tampers things down a little bit, you know?
It helps.
Yeah. Yeah, like it, like Moon and Mars trying to like raise each other up with the exaltation.
You raise me up.
So I can climb on mountains, right? Capricorn. Yeah. Very Capricorn.
Yeah.
True. The mountain goat.
What's next?
I don't want to talk about the outers, so
we can skip it.
Then on July 19th, we have Mercury into Leo.
Oh no! Don't forget the Kazemi. Oh, are we still? Are we just? Doing
oh wait,
Mercury
yeah. Oh my God, I don't know why I like totally skipped like, a whole so many days.
You saw Neptune and you were like, nope,
nope. Crying and crowning.
Crowning. yeah, Venus squares Neptune on the 14th, whatever. July 16th, we have a Mercury Kazemi at 23 Cancer.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. It's cute. Mercury is still just moving so fast that I'm interested to see, like, because we'll get Mercury emerging from the beams in a few weeks, and I'm interested to see how that, like what we learn during this time.
Yeah.
Totally. The year of realizing things.
Yeah. And then Venus into Cancer.
Triplicity, baby.
I like Venus in Cancer.
Me too.
I think it's a cute time.
I can't, like, honestly, this is Venus in Cancer to me is like the transit during July that I'm like, oh, that's right. Nice. Like,
yeah,
that's a lovely transit. I would love to have more of that, please.
Yeah. Very cooling.
Mm-hmm. And with the square that it's going to be getting with Jupiter and Aries, yeah. It's very like, I could see it being like, I don't know, cooling, but also like very like hot tub vibes, just because of like the Jupiter and Aries kind of heating things up a little bit.
Mm.
It's very fertile.
I wouldn't, I mean, Aries is not the most fertile sign.
I feel like for Jupiter, it is. It's like virile.
What does that mean?
No, seriously. Jared, what does that word mean?
It's like fertile, but a little bit less receptive and more projective. Using the philosophical term of masculine and feminine.
Using
no!
philosophical gender.
It's the more masculine.
Okay.
Expression.
Interesting.
Which I will just from henceforth be saying, like, projecting external expression versus the receiving internal reception.
Gotcha.
That's how I'm going to distinguish those two things.
Google defines it as having strength, energy, and a strong sex drive, typically used of a man.
Gotcha.
Jupiter and Aries has that.
That's true.
Venus and Cancer has fertility.
Has, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay.
Maybe it's more.
Sorry, go.
No. I was just going to say maybe it's more supportive of, as literally as you said, Jared, of Jupiter more so than Venus. You know, maybe Jupiter has, what's Jupiter in a fire sign fertility? More fire? I don't just know. Like it sounds boners. Like you're. Yeah.
But yes, I understand, like, Venus in Cancer being the, like, receptive fertility to Jupiter in Aries's virility. Like, yes, they complement each other in a very nice way.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the benefic enclosure of the moon, where the moon is going to go from an aspect with Jupiter to an aspect with Venus. Yeah, so that's...
Ooh. I want to mark like 9 months from that aspect and be like, are we seeing a baby boom here?
Yeah. Is there a lot of people fucking during that
time? Yeah.
It like would not shock me, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Especially that'd if your funny. natal moon phase is the wax or waning gibbous area. It's your fertility time.
Your fertility time. Oh,
that's your solely lunar arc.
Solely lunar arc, baby.
What am I saying?
Cute.
Then we have Mercury into Leo on the 19th.
Yep. Things start getting tough.
It's our first little bit of Leo's time.
Mm.
Well, they already started with Mars and Taurus, but now it's just going to get a new angle of tough.
Yeah, and if you have Scorpio placements, that fixed cross is being completed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your chart, anyway.
Yeah, I feel like this is tougher. Like, Leo season, this might be just me speaking personally. But I'm wondering, because of Jupiter's configuration to Aquarius and Leo, I'm wondering if this Leo season is a little bit tougher for the Taurus and Scorpio placements, Just because they're not receiving an aspect from Jupiter.
But they are receiving some from Venus.
True.
From
Venus. True. Yeah.
But I'm thinking about just like the day sect planets that are involved with Saturn being kind of the reason that Leo season is truly rough. I mean, Mars obviously in Taurus as well. But like that continual Saturn opposition that's kind of oppressive. Yeah, and then Mars actually being in the fixed sign of Taurus as well, the Taurus Scorpio, could be tough.
It's definitely interesting for Taurus Scorpio because we have the hard aspects from our malefic out of sect if you're night chart, but we have the nice aspects from the benefic of sect. So you're getting kind of the best and worst at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it might be harder for Taurus than Scorpio just because Mars is there and Venus is only making the sextile, not the trine.
Yeah.
Mm.
But like the nodes have been there for long enough that we're already going through it. So it's just
whatever's been going on,
addition to the shit pile.
Yeah, activate it. Yeah. It like we literally had a Mercury station. We had Venus go through there. Bring it on.
The resiliency of the fixed signs is really being tested.
Truly.
True.
Whew. It's uncomfortable for sure. For sure.
And then shortly after, we get the sun into Leo on July 22nd. So solar season begins.
Fully here.
It's the hot. Beginning of Leo season is like very solar and very, very, I like that aspect of it. Because you've got like that first decan, you're going to get the Jupiter sun trine happening in that first decan. So that's nice. Like it's good.
That's fun.
Yeah. But then like as it then gets into the second decan, where I believe Mars is by now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mars will be at 12 when the sun ingresses.
Sun Mars square. That sucks. Then we have, you know, sun Saturn opposition. That sucks.
Even more.
Sun at the bendings.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I forgot that that's something else.
Yeah. August is not cute.
Not cute at all.
Not that's cute. That's okay. At all.
Is it? We'll survive, I guess. We survive everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first week of Leo season is fun. Things get uncomfortable. A little uncomfy.
But, you know, the sun is in dignity. So that solar principle will prevail.
Yeah.
But so is Saturn. So, like.
Yeah.
It's day sect.
Yeah.
So it's also the limits of the solar principle.
True. Yeah.
Getting both sides of that.
Truly, like what you can see and what you cannot see being, like, so apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm also just thinking about the part in The Lion King when he's like, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I think about stage crew and like theater productions when I think about the Leo Aquarius axis. And like, because stage crew is like behind the scenes. You can't see them at all, but they're literally the reason why the whole thing is going, you know. But also the people who you can see are also a part of the reason why the whole thing is going. But maybe it's like a fight between the two of them. It's like, no, you have to acknowledge the fact that stage crew is important. And then the people are like, who are the people who in the play, the performers are like, but we are important too. And trying to find a middle ground between the two of these things. I don't know. I just like thinking of random ass analogies to describe really big and potentially uncomfortable things in the most frivolous of ways because hey, why not?
Yeah. But and it's like it's very much the stage crew are like workers in the shadows. So it's like there's stuff happening in the shadows. Right.
Yeah. How's Saturn? What's she gonna do? Oh, cats being Saturnian. And we did have a question on this, and this is like it. The Leo season kitty is where?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't even really a question, but.
Oh, yeah.
We also got a question while we were recording, because now it's at 6 questions.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Some Vincent, our favorite viewer, said, have their face turning in, but they all have Leah rising. Which I love. I can get behind that.
True. Yeah. I got my cat during Leo season.
Cute. Wait. Did they? I'm so fucking stupid. Is the reason Solar was an option is because a lion is a cat?
I think so.
Got it.
I think so.
Got it. Thank you.
That's why I was like, oh, wait, that's actually a good point. I didn't think about that.
Literally didn't put that together until just now.
Yelling. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, Vincent also said because the cats are fully Saturnian, but they all have Leo rising because genetics and phylogeny.
No idea.
I don't know what that means.
It's probably a science thing.
It's definitely a science thing. Please hold. I hope I said it right too.
Please hold.
Phylogeny. The branch of biology that deals with phylogenesis. Wow, that was so helpful.
Cool. What is phylogenesis?
The evolutionary development and diversification of a species or a group of organisms, or of a particular feature of an organism. I still don't really know what that means.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Because they've evolved that way. Now I just have more questions.
Into being Leo rising?
Please explain.
Oh, I think it's the like, you know how like when they classify animals and it's like kingdom, phyla.
Okay.
That is that. I think.
Wait, no, I don't even know what that is. Wait,
when you talk about animals, they have, or like anything, any living thing falls into this like classification.
Of what? All I know is like vertebrates, people, invertebrates.
Vertebrates, people. Squids,
things, now,
and like mammal, fish,
bird.
What? And then like that's it, because those are vertebrates, and then invertebrates are like jellyfish. Stingrays.
Yeah,
or no, stingrays do have a vertebrae, I think. Yeah, jellyfish.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
Yes.
Damn. No, I didn't take any animal classes, so I don't know anything.
I didn't go to school for fucking animals. Oh, no, I did not mean that. I did not mean that. I didn't go to fucking school for animals. There we go. That's what I meant to say.
That's hilarious.
I'm just going to shut up now.
That was so funny. Oh, okay. All right. Are we moving on to the next thing? Do we have any other animal phenotype stuff?
Any other questions?
Well, yeah. The next thing is about the next day.
Okay.
Oh,
let's talk about it.
So it says this one is anonymous, but you all can see who it is in the form. Low-key trying to fuck at a wedding on July 23rd. How conducive is the day's astro weather to getting it on? July 23rd. Well, the moon is in Taurus, so that's a good sign. With Mars, so the virile masculine principle.
Philosophical term.
Or no, just kidding. The moon is in Gemini. I lied to you. The moon is in Gemini. But the sun is freshly into Leo. I would try to do it while the moon is applying to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. Try to, if you're trying to get your fucking on, do it while the moon is applying to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Do we get like Antitia with Venus at some point?
No,
like,
that's the next day.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because after the moon goes to Jupiter, it doesn't make another aspect. Or sorry, it goes to Jupiter at 8 something. Then it goes to Mercury at like 10 minutes later, like 10 zodiacal minutes later. And then it doesn't make another aspect until it hits Saturn at 23.
Mm.
So it is a super unaspected moon.
If you can get like Venus on the midheaven, that might be good for fucking.
Yeah, angular Venus is going to be helpful if you can.
Hmm. planning a hookup is hard for me. Just in general, because like I just think about before, maybe this is like trauma from undergrad. I just think about before when it's like, I don't know. Like, I honestly really just thought about this yesterday. All the stuff that would go into like planning a dick appointment and like all of the, it's just, so random and chaotic and not elected at all. And now I'm just like, I don't even know if I would have the, because I guess if the timing is right astrologically, then the other person is down for it coincidentally in their brain at that time. But in your brain, it's magic.
It's magic.
So, oof.
I'll say, dang. I feel like 'tis the season for early morning fucking. Because that's, we've cute, got Venus in morning phase in Cancer. So if you fuck before the sun comes up. Like, Cancer takes a long time to rise, right? So, like, things that are rising with Cancer in the Northern Hemisphere rise slowly. So you get, like, Venus in the first house for a long time.
Jupiter in the 10th.
Yeah.
Ooh, cute. Very cute.
So, like, just in general, and, like, obviously it's Leo season, right? So this is happening before sunrise. That's, like, a good time.
Yeah.
Also, when the sun is in the 11th house and Venus is on the midheaven, because that also puts Jupiter on the descendant. So, also cute.
And when in doubt.
And Venus ruling the ascendant, so.
Mm. When in doubt, Venus hour.
That's right.
True. That's what I usually
do. Planets are always available to pick up the phone during their hour.
Yep. That's usually like how, whenever I'm trying to like elect something quickly or like figure something out quickly, it's usually just, okay, moon doing relatively okay, cool. But then also it's planetary hour where I'm just like, I'm just going to wait and save this for that time.
I'm just imagining being like, hey, babe, can we fuck? And it's like, oh, we have to wait 12 minutes. Then it will be.
It's just chit chat for it. That's my thing. I think that's the thing that's confusing and like would be uncomfortable for me. It's like, oh, wait a second. How do you like stall to then make the election without you already being involved in the things? You know what I mean? The process of getting to the actual like sex having, like, and maybe this is me just being Saturnian, but I feel like it takes a lot more, not a lot more, but like, I can't just do it. Like I have to be like, let's get into the mood to do it.
Well,
and then it's, I don't know.
The good thing about summer is that the planetary hours are long.
That's true.
So if you need some time during Venus hour,
you got it.
You got a good hour and a half, you know, hour 45. While the days are long. So
Yeah.
Now, if you want to elect like planet on an angle, you know, it's a little bit more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's go. We have to start right now.
Yeah.
Stop talking.
Like, you know, you can be like, don't come over until after 3:18, because the planetary hour starts at 3:18 and maybe you've got, you know, an hour and a half. So it's like, don't even get here. If you show up before
until
then,
that time,
I'm just going to, you know, get you a glass of water and we'll sit, you know, we'll play a game of solitaire.
This is just making me think back to Jared, the Judith Hill's fertility lecture, and her being like, with my clients, like, I will elect it down to the minute. And I'm like, so do you, like, you have these, you're people like, tell their partners, you have to come in me at 7:42 p.m. exactly.
Oof.
The pressure.
That's uncomfortable.
It's so much pressure. The performance anxiety.
The performance anxiety.
I could not.
That's true, though.
Are there any more pertinent questions to right now?
Sorry, just like the like number of ways that the conversation between partners after receiving that election could like go. It's just like so funny to me. Like, you need me to do what? When? Like,
wow.
Like, imagine imagine being in mid-coitus and the penis person is like, I'm gonna come, and you have to be like, you have to wait 6 minutes.
You're like, not yet.
No, stop it. Stop that.
That's horrible.
Edging.
Wow.
Okay, we've gotten off topic.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But
that was on topic. That was a question about electing, getting fucked at a wedding.
Yeah.
Electing coitus.
The 23rd.
The question that we got during the, while we have been recording is from Jill, famously from Canada, is what she wrote.
Jill!
And it says, no tea, no shade. I just miss you all terribly and wanted to say hi, love you. Okay, bye. P.S. Living for the Lynn Bell tea.
I've gotten messages about people just really loving the Lynn Bell tea from last week's episode.
Whew.
You know what? Maybe she should check her fucking charts. I have a tweet in my drafts that's really, really, really directly calls her out. I'm like, I don't, just waiting.
You have to elect it.
wait till that Mars Mercury sextile.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And I think the other ones we should wait till the end to talk about.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
So
the next thing I wrote July 33rd.
Yeah.
July 23rd, Mercury trine Jupiter. Once again, mutable risings, paying attention to those Mercury Jupiter aspects because they rule our angles.
Mm.
And then the day after, July 24th, we have Venus square Jupiter. At 8 or 9 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's at 8.
Yeah, and the moon is ingressing into Cancer at the same time. So it's actually, it's really nice because the moon ingresses into Cancer and just immediately begins to apply to Jupiter.
Oh, no, this is the thing that was the day after. This was I think the Venus-Jupiter square happens first.
It happens first, yeah, and then the moon.
And the moon's in Gemini, yeah. And then the moon ingresses into Cancer and catches up and keeps them in contact.
Mm-hmm. Let me go. I want to see the chart exactly.
Pull up the chart. That was my favorite part about NORWAC was that something would happen and you see 25 people going on their phones like, what is the chart right now?
Yeah, what is happening right now?
I missed that. I've been forcing astrology on everybody now. I think I said that in the last episode. I've just been no, you will hear me talk about this thing that you have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't care.
That's very Mars, Jupiter, and Aries, though.
Truly.
I will talk about it.
Venus, Jupiter, square. Yeah, this is at virility. This is the...
That name, that word. I'm never going
to
get over it.
For those that are listening to the podcast, Jared is thrusting his fist.
This is... Yeah, it's cute.
I think this is a Banati configuration for marriage. Is Venus, Jupiter, Moon all in square to each other.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it might be specific. I think it's actually Jupiter is overcoming Venus, is overcoming the Moon. Mm. So once the Moon moves into Libra, following the Venus-Jupiter square, I think that is actually the configuration.
That's very, I actually may use that. I won't, but that's actually really cute.
I don't want to be wrong though. So take that with a, oh, I have the book. Hold on. I have the Banati book.
Banati on elections. Is that what you got?
Yeah,
Banati, this Banati.
This is Banati on mundane. I thought it was Banati on elections. Fuck. I have it somewhere. I just don't know where it is.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Amazeballs.
It's good. Good relationship, good sex vibes for sure.
Love that.
Drag name, Bo Naughty.
Bo Naughty. Bo that's Naughty.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cute. I like that.
Wow. And BEAU.
Yay.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Absolutely. I love that.
Bo Naughty. Whoever wants to join our Astro Drag, please use that name. Oh, I guess this is. Oh no, we have to talk about that at the end with Mars, Rahu, and Uranus. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm just trying to get there.
Yeah, Jared, do you want to talk about this benefic, this election that you found?
Oh yeah, that's the time. Let me go to my photos here so I can get the exact timestamp that I have. Yeah, 7:25, July 25th, at around 5 in the afternoon on the West Coast. So we're looking at Sag rising, basically. If you get Sag rising, you'll have Jupiter applying to a trine with the ascendant, which is really great. And you'll have the moon applying to a square with Jupiter in the eighth house. So even though the moon is in a dark house and not aspecting the ascendant, it's aspecting the lord of the ascendant, which is nice. It's also in domicile, which is, you know, good for the moon. And you've got the sun in the ninth house, so the sun rejoicing in the ninth. So I this is just like a cute little election, something Jupiterian. So it could be a cute money election, of like friends election, visibility. Jupiter's in the fifth, so it could be like an art kind of thing.
Oh, I actually may use this. Think of something to use it for.
Yeah. I can't get Jupiter applying to the ascendant in Jupiter hour.
Never mind.
But I can get Jupiter on the IC in Jupiter hour.
Oh, okay.
Also that's good. Cute. Yeah.
Just pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because then it also puts Venus in a square to the MC and kind of brings some of that tension away from the eighth and gives her some strength. Yeah. This is really good.
Yeah. Amazing. That's on the 25th of July. Yeah,
25th of July, Sag rising. And it's the moon's day, and you can get Jupiter hour with Sag rising. So, yeah. Give Big Daddy Jupe a call. He's at the phone.
Call in. He's standing by.
Submit your prayer request.
Actually like a very good prayer election.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
Love that. And then the next day, the 26th, Mercury square Mars.
Pew, 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 pew. Mercury in
Leo.
Square Mars in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mean oof. What you say. Say what you say mean. What you but don't mean. Say it mean.
I was gonna say, but say something
they're
mean.
They're gonna say it mean, mm-hmm. And they're not gonna like get over the fact that they are not gonna care. I feel like the fixed signs like don't care. They're just like, fuck it, I'm doing this. I don't care.
Fixed Mercury does not care.
Literally does not.
Yeah,
Mercury and Leo might kind of care, like at least about how it's been perceived.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Mercury is so combust, it is not perceived.
Yeah. It
cannot be perceived. I don't know. I just like, I feel like fixed Mercury is very much like the statement, the fact, the thing. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right. Yeah. There's no way to argue with it. No other perspectives.
Yeah. And that square from Mars is like, what it is inflammatory.
Yeah,
you're gonna poke the bear,
yeah,
big time, and you're gonna feel it. You're gonna get burned.
Yeah,
you are in fact gonna get burned.
Yeah, charring some wood.
Cute. I like it.
Slay. July 28th is a big day. Mm-hmm. We have the Leo new moon at 5 degrees of Leo.
Fine.
We also have Mercury moving to the northern bending, squaring Uranus. And we have Jupiter stationing retrograde in Aries.
Kind of fun. That's big my day. Ascendant degree. So that's cute.
Jupiter stationing on your ascendant?
Mm-hmm.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what
happens. That's good.
I'm just waiting for
it. And that's the first aspect the moon makes coming out of the new moon, is that trine.
Oh my God, I have to do something.
I have to smoke a blunt right here.
I have to smoke a blunt in front of the Family Dollar.
I thought it was at the
Dollar Tree. Or the pond.
I thought we were by the knife thing.
Well, there was well, that. We were by the knife. But then we just kept making the joke everywhere.
Right. Oh my God, what was her name? DeAndrea. If you're out there, we love you.
We love you.
Oh.
I hope you're smoking a blunt right now.
She got probably my knife out.
She probably is. Oh
God, I'm gonna have to take these men from their families.
I'm really gonna have to fuck up 6 different people's families right now. Legend.
An icon.
But she's my makeup looks great, and I know icon. I'm gonna get a modeling contract for my mug shot.
Literally. Wow, there were so many awesome people at NORWAC.
I know.
I miss that. I miss meeting other people that you don't know on social media.
The people I go to Twitter with.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. That day's cool and fun and exciting, and there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Mercury.
Mercury's in the car turn thing.
Yeah.
The
car turn. And it's also about to emerge from the beams. It's like 13 degrees ahead of the sun.
Wow. So it's like a inertia and then visibility. Everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
Be confused.
It literally is like there are people sitting at the turn after Mercury is like making the turn. And they're all like, woo!
Way to go. We see you. Yelling. Okay. Jupiter stationing, Jupiter station. Going backwards, and then we'll continue backwards into Pisces.
Don't leave again. Aries. You're so hot. You're so sexy.
So hot.
Jared, you were the one that was saying you wanted Jupiter.
Don't play, Jared.
No, I do. I'm enjoying an angular Jupiter transit, but I will say it's nice. Like soft aspects are nice, not having to deal with a hard aspect.
Yeah. I guess. I guess. I don't know. It's fine. It'll be fine. It's okay. We're going to move on. Then we don't have to worry about Jupiter and Pisces for another 12 years. So it's okay. If we have to sit through it for a couple of more months, so be it.
I didn't realize how much feelings I would have.
Jupiter in a water sign. Who would have thought?
I just like...
Who would have thunk?
I don't know. Lynn. I feel like I can stand on a beach and summon eagles when Jupiter's in Pisces. It's pretty magical. Yeah. I've done it.
Ooh, that sounds fun. Oh, you did tell us about that. But they were just like there.
Yeah. Said the orca him, and all of a sudden...
Jared summoned them. Yeah.
There was just like... there was like 7 that showed eagles. Up.
So true.
That's right. It's the exact sound that eagles make.
Oh, funny. Okay, I just thought about this. Wait, this does not matter.
And that's why you have to say it. That's the that's point of this podcast. Yeah.
No, I just thought about the Eagles won the Super Bowl when Jupiter was opposing Philadelphia's natal Jupiter. And also it was Philly's nodal return or nodal reversal. Yeah, we don't win very often. So it's hilarious also how the team called the Eagles loses, never wins a championship. But it's okay. You know, I'm still proud to be a Birds fan. Whatever.
Caw, caw.
Do they make bird calls like in the stadium?
Definitely not.
They should.
What does an eagle sound like?
Like screech. It doesn't screech.
No, it doesn't sound like that. They're like very not menacing sounding. They just make really? Put that sound in like movies and stuff to make them seem more menacing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's like the Eagles fans. Philly fans are always people always think that we're like evil people who yell whatever, whatever, whatever. And yeah, we do that, but it's because you didn't play hard enough. But like in reality, if you actually know us, we're actually not that bad. I think that the press just makes it seem like we're menacing, but in reality, we are not. I mean, we still are a little, but you know.
I think falcons make a pretty menacing call, and that is what's often used. But eagles aren't that scary sounding.
The screech of an eagle is a myth. That's what Google just told me.
Interesting.
She's like, I feel like my whole life is a lie.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I thought they made noise.
Yeah. You know what? Question. Maybe America should shut up like the bald eagle.
That is a very good method. Can birds of different species talk to each other? They're the same species. Birds of different breeds, or whatever they call the birds, can they talk with each other? Like, can an eagle talk to a blue jay?
No idea.
I always wonder that.
I hope so.
I would hope so too, but is it like a language thing, like with humans? You know how like we can't speak to people who speak.
Do any birds have really strong ninth house placements and are polyglots and can speak multiple bird languages? Yeah, there are birds that can do, like, there's mockingbirds that can, you know, make the sounds of other birds.
It's true.
But do they understand what they're saying? I can copy someone who's speaking French. I don't know what the fuck it means.
It's true. Like parakeets.
Yeah.
Can't they speak English?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, parrots, and there's birds that can speak English. But you have to, like, teach them phrases.
Right.
And they don't necessarily have, like, meaning.
Yeah.
They're just a phrase. Gotcha. Yeah.
And you can teach it a phrase like, I'm hungry, and have it, you know, be like, I'm hungry. And then you feed it, and eventually it will know to say, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah. They don't know that I is the subject.
Okay, grammar.
I stopped at the subject one because I didn't know the rest of the thing.
It's the subject. No, you're right. It's the subject.
That's the only thing I got.
Am is the verb.
And hungry is the object.
The object? Well, isn't that, wouldn't it be the adjective?
It's a predicate nominative, which is an adjective that comes at the end of a sentence after non-action verb.
I immediately regret bringing that up.
How the fuck did you know that?
I was obsessed in elementary school with, do you remember, did you ever have to, like, diagram sentences?
No.
Yeah. I did.
Where you, like, draw the line and put the subject on one side and the verb and, like, adjectives coming off. I was, like, obsessed with diagramming sentences. Like, like, would get, like, really, really complicated sentences and, like, do the whole, like, this is how you diagram. Yeah. In a similar way to when I was in college, I got really into 12-tone matrices, and I would do, like, tone rows and figure out the matrix of the tone rows.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but
I have Mercury conjunct the asteroid Chaos.
Amazing.
And so just, like, sometimes these things happen,
and that's why we have this podcast.
That's why triplicity exists.
Okay, interesting, wonderful little tangent we went on there. Next, I'm, like, clutching my Mercury bracelet, like, we need to get through this. July 30th, we have Mercury opposite Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Supply chain interesting difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble moving.
I was going to say that it's interesting after, like, we have the Mercury-Mars square, like, 4 days before. So I think, like, the repercussions of the things said during the Mars-Mercury square come during the Mercury-Saturn opposition.
Yeah, consequences.
Yeah. The consequences, yeah.
Discipline.
Spank me, Danny. Very that.
That's uncomfortable. But...
not for everyone. Speak for yourself.
No, not for everyone. I'm talking about Mercury Saturn.
Not being spanked.
Which can be uncomfortable.
but it can also be.
But it can also be nice.
I don't know if I would ever consider it comfortable, though.
What's that word that you just used before? Or invigorating.
Mm. Yeah, mm. That's a good word. All of us just like sitting here contemplating being spanked. Just like
as a treat.
Just a little spanking
as a treat. Yelling. Spanking's hard for me though, to be honest. Sorry, this okay.
So let's get into it.
It's just it's hard for me, but I feel like I'm about to go, like, take a very like sad and depressing turn. Like I feel like thinking about like disciplinary as a child and then then growing into that, and I'm just like, I don't know if I like this that much anymore as I thought I did. This is actually really bizarre because I literally have been having this like unpacking of like thinking about the things that I like during Coitus. Sexual activities.
Oh, somebody got some Venus materia, didn't she?
I did. Can't you tell? And I realized I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I think I'm at a point in my life where I just want it to be, I can't find how to combine pleasure and a slight bit of pain or like sourness as something that is enjoyable. I think I need to like operate in a purely enjoyable space where there's no pain at all involved before I'm like, all right, bring on the pain, you know, or not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, like it makes sense. I think that, yeah, I don't know. I bring on the pain. So but it makes sense you want to like be in a position where you are like incredibly like comforted and cared for before you bring on the pain.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's also like being super malefic. Like, I already am working so hard and I'm so in pain and like sad. Yeah. Retweet. As like a general, that's just like a life default. But like, if I don't intentionally be like, nah, this has to be pure, like, I don't know, not pure is not the word. Just simply just sweet candy. Then I can't do it for right now. But I think I'll get there. I think Saturn wants me to get there, but it's gonna take some time. It's going to take a reconciliation.
Some mitigating factors.
Oh, yeah. Like on a nice soft.
Some remediate.
Some nice soft sheets, you know, to remediate it. What's that word? Drowned in Venus tincture with the Venus incense burning and candles. I actually think that could be doable.
I think so, too.
I mean, Saturn is exalted in Libra.
That's true. It's very true. Okay. Ooh, I just got a cramp in my foot, my leg. Oh,
my leg.
Saturn, stop. Okay.
And then last but not least, July 31st. Mercury moves out from the beams, still in Leo, I believe. Yeah, Mercury still in Leo moves out from the beams. The sun also trines Jupiter, and it is basically the day of that Mars-Uranus-Rahu triple conjunction extravaganza.
Death.
Death to all of them. Literally, though, that's that transit.
It is very... to all of them. Rest in peace, Wendy Williams show.
Yeah. Saturn opposition really did her in.
Yeah. It didn't end nicely.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, that makes me sad. That is, I think it was Drew that said this at Norwalk. That was like that nice, soft Saturn aspects for ending versus the hard ones. And I was like, ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know this thing, these things, but then it's funny when somebody points it out and you see it and you're like, damn, that's unfair.
Yeah.
It was the same thing like with when Daft Punk just kind of like dissolved during their Saturn return.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, bye.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a nice like goodbye. No.
Right. No celebratory tour. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. It was like, we're not doing this project anymore.
Peace.
Peace, bitches. Yeah. Dang. Mars, Uranus, Rahu.
Just destruction. Like, I'm...
Truly.
I'm genuinely... No, sorry. I'm rarely, like, genuinely scared of the astrology, but, like, this is scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
And not in, like, a fear-mongering, like, meh, but, like, just genuinely, there's, like, a lot of maleficence with very little beneficence to help it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be uncomfortable. I think about like the like Venus Rahu was like Kim K in that dress, or part of it was Kim K in the Maryland dress. And that was, and people were like mad about that, but that was about something that's related to Venus beauty stuff. So imagine what it's going to be when it's related to anger and violence.
Mars,
stuff,
yeah.
Like Mars. That's not fun. I actually may stay indoors that day.
Yeah. I feel like it's... Go.
I was thinking, like, Kim K in the dress. I'm thinking about the dress and the Met Gala and that whole setting being Taurus and Venus being Kim K, right? Like, she's the figure that comes in and embodies the thing. And so what happens when you have that same setting? So we're having a setting that's art and decadent and beautiful, but then you bring a violent figure into that setting.
Yeah. Sad.
I scary. Think it's somehow going to relate back to insurrection stuff because Mars Uranus was that that signature.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah,
we got a question from Justin Hawthorne Rising, which was probably my favorite question we've gotten thus far ever.
It's a good one.
Hi, love you all. We love you too. If you had to give the upcoming Mars Uranus North Node conjunction a drag name, what would it be? Also, can you share your astro drag names again? Because they were adorable and people need to know.
Do we ever share those? I don't remember ever having one.
Mine is Thelma Mandy.
Yeah. And mine is Contra Antisha.
Wait, when did you both figure this out? I don't remember having.
Yeah, I've had Thelma Mandy for a while. Like, literally, yes. Since I learned what the Thelma Mundi was, I was like, Thelma Mandy, drag name. Yeah.
And then I was just like really high one day and I was like, oh my God, Contra Antisha.
Damn, I want one.
That would be my astro. You can be, what was the one we just came up
with? Bonatti.
Bonatti.
I like that one. That one's cute. I really like that.
But then my non-astro drag name is Sloppy Joanne.
Cute. Yeah. It's very cute.
That's very cute. I don't have a non-astro drag name. Thelma Mandy.
I'm not witty enough. I was talking to Jared about this in pre-show. I'm not witty enough to come up with cute.
You can be Blue Agave Carter.
Oh, that's cute.
Blue Agave Carter.
Did you just make that up? Or like,
I had that for a while.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I need a black friend that wants to do drag. No. I was like, I cannot make that mine.
Yeah, you
but
can't.
I do want the credit.
No, I like that. Blue Agave Carter.
Blue Agave Carter. Like, it's so good.
It's good. No, I like that. That works. I accept.
I'm gifting that to you. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yay.
Amazing. But for Mars Rahu. So we were talking beforehand and it needs to be alliterative, and I was getting hemorrhoid vibes.
Oh, right.
So Hannah hemorrhoid, Heather hemorrhoid, Holly hemorrhoid.
But also I wonder if there's some way to incorporate throat into it.
No idea. I just think about Nancy Reagan being the throat coach.
That's the drag name, Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan? Honestly, I would love if that was someone's drag name, just Nancy Reagan.
Like, I honestly think that's fitting, even for Marcia's Rau with Taurus. She was an evil woman, evil, horrible evil. Woman. Evil. Yep. So I guess it works. No, that is a good one, though. Simply that.
That's hilarious.
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy the throat goat Reagan.
Yeah, Nancy the thrussy. Thrussy Reagan.
Thrussy Reagan.
Yeah. Thrussy Reagan! That's perfect. That's perfect.
I love that.
Yep, we've decided. Thrussy Reagan is the Mars Uranus Rahu conjunction. That's You're perfect. Welcome. Thank you, Justin, for inciting this course.
It's absolutely perfect.
We have a few questions left before we wrap up. Which rising from a friend of the podcast, so anonymous. Which rising sign is about to have the best July, and which rising sign is going to have the worst July?
Ooh. I don't know. I feel like everything is like spread out across all modalities.
I think it's going to be Taurus. I'm sorry. I think it's going to be Taurus.
The best, the worst?
Worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The worst. Oh, yeah.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that.
Sorry, Tauruses.
Yeah. But the best one, that's where I'm a little stumped, because I'm like, maybe Mutable Risings, because you guys have all this Jupiter.
I was going to say, I think it might be Sag.
Like the one day. Well. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because Mars is rejoicing in this transit for a Sag rising.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like Cancer is doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, I was going to say Cancer was the other thing that I was thinking, because you've got your reverse to Saturn. Mars in the 11th kind of sucks. Sorry, Jupiter friends.
Jupiter in the 10th, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sag, Cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially because it's Cancer, you get the Kazemi in the ascendant.
That's true.
Libra, maybe. Venus is a little bit strained having Mars as a guest.
Yeah. But Mars is in the 8th, so it's not super loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Libra, Sag, and Cancer. You guys get the kind of the best stuff going on.
That's fun.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Taurus, I think, is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taurus, Scorpio.
Taurus, Scorpio, for sure.
Yeah.
I might throw Virgo in there too, maybe.
I'm thinking about Virgo. Oh, that could be nice. Yeah, but then that. I'm saying about Virgo. Why do I know so many Virgo risings with Mercury and Aries? It's so random. But is that like I don't know what it is, but I just feel like there's so many people. Every Virgo rising I meet.
My tattoo artist is Virgo rising with Mercury and Aries, and it makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, my husband.
That does make a lot of sense. So many people. It's so interesting to me. They're such interesting humans.
Oh my God. She also has Rahu in the first. And Freedom was talking about how Rahu is the tattoo significator.
I know somebody with that. We're not friends anymore. But that's hilarious. The moon's also in the first. All right. I'm saying too much.
Exposing too much.
Exposing too much.
That's okay. Where did the questions go? There they are. Once again, from our lovely friend Vincent, says that he's in a fourth house Libra year with natal Venus in Aries. Jupiter is about to pass over the natal Venus, which is exact on July 4th. Thoughts, comments, predictions? Day chart. So Jupiter is Venus. Jupiter is benefic of sect. And is basically stationing on the Venus, the natal Venus.
Maybe some opportunity to spread out a little bit at home. maybe you find some extra space or something, or you're able to get more art for your home and things are pretty.
Or do you go on a work trip?
Hmm.
Like,
that's true. Jupiter. Yeah, December 10th.
Yeah.
Okay, that was all the questions. Thank you, as always, for the questions. We live, we laugh, and we love them. So thank you.
Truly.
I'm crowning.
All right.
Hilarious. So that's it.
So our next episode is going to be a very exciting episode. I'm very, very excited. We're going to have some of our besties. We're going to have the Horary Girlies on our podcast, and we're going to talk about Horary.
Yeah, it'll be. Woo! I don't know if they dropped their first episode yet, but yeah, it's with the. I don't know if everyone from, because the way their podcast is set up is they don't all do every episode. They like rotate who's in each episode, which is cool, because so there's like six or seven of them, I think.
Whoa.
So I don't know if we're going to get like all of them to join us or just a few of them. But yeah, it'll be with some of the hosts of the Ask the Oracle podcast, which is a Horary podcast. Personally super excited because Horary is probably the branch of astrology I know the least about.
Same.
So it'll be fun to talk to them. I think we'll be, well, you'll find out if we're doing things on Twitter, because I don't want to make promises that we can't follow up on.
Yeah.
You can submit Horary questions to us. No guarantees that they get answered.
Yes.
But you can always submit Horary questions.
You can always submit Horary, baby. Yeah.
None of the three of us are Horary astrologers, so.
Nope. I will attempt to look at it, and then after 2 seconds, I will say, I have no idea.
No idea.
So,
I did learn a like a quick and dirty Horary technique in my Jyotish class. So if you have a when question, I could maybe give you an answer based on what I know, but that's the only thing that I know is how to answer when questions, and it's sidereal based. So,
yeah, I feel like when questions are relatively easy because it's just like figuring out who the significators are, and then counting the degrees and looking at the modality of it, and blah, 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 blah. It just gets complicated when it's all different modalities.
It's different for Jyotish, but
yeah.
So that's coming up.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'll
be fun. I'm so happy excited.
July. Yeah.
Yay!
Good luck, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Gay Wrath Month.
Happy Gay Wrath Month.
Gay Wrath Month. And stay safe.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Stay safe. Make good choices. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which isn't a whole lot. So that's saying something.
Yep.
All right.
Call your local Congress people if you're mad about things.
And don't buy gas from July 2nd to July 5th is what it is, right? Or July 3rd to July 5th.
Is it a strike?
Yeah,
boycott.
Don't buy gas like first few days of July.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Don't buy gas. Not the flower gas. Always buy the flower gas. Don't buy the liquid gas.
Flower gas. Oh. Got it.
I knew you would get there. I was like, still get it.
All right, this flower guy.
Yelling. Amazing. I have to pee again.
Yeah, same. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay,